Democracy POV by S.K. Cruz. When the alien apocalypse comes, democracy won't matter at all. When they intercept our satellite transmissions and scratch their thoraxes in perplexity at the hijinks they witness on our news and laugh at self-governance as an idea, ideal in practice, and then, upon further reflection, become enraged that the subprime species Homo sapiens endeavored to give everyone a voice and decide they better get in their ships to come obliterate us because if one species on one planet in one galaxy should have this preposterous and quite frankly dangerous idea, who's to say it might not spread to every corner of the universe? And then, when their alien ships arrive and they wipe us out and take over the planet, democracy won't matter at all. And when this worst system of government, except for all others that have been tried, is reduced in the alien textbook, The Rise and Demise of the Sentient Sapiens, to a slim chapter, carefully positioned between one on the Holland tulip craze and another on fast food chains, and some young alien scholar decides to do her PhD on the topic and finds that corporations, which were somehow considered sapiens too, spent billions of dollars to influence their representatives at the expense of the non-corporate sapiens, and that sometimes less than 50% of eligible sapiens showed up to vote, and that sometimes they voted for candidates who promised to act like tyrants, then no one could fault that alien scholar for concluding that, as far as the sapiens themselves were concerned, democracy didn't matter much at all. And when another alien scholar, same school, different class, pursues her PhD and is granted access to the archives of the sapiens to document the incessant wars of the sapiens as justification for the xenocide of the sapiens should their own species ever be brought before an intergalactic tribunal, and she gets to look at all the books and movies and songs and art they made and all the things they were free to do and say under their system of self-governance and all the sapiens who died to procure and protect that freedom, she could not find one single corporate sapiens who'd ever done so. Imagine her surprise when she concludes that, despite all the foibles and failings of that subprime self-governing species, democracy did matter for all. And when she agonizes over whether to publish her findings and have all six of her legs pulled off in a public spectacle and be left to die on her back in the town square, her husband and children banished to the desert, or just keep it all locked away in the privacy of her own mind, because even to suggest that the sapiens took a shot at something great and that for a brief moment in their sad, sordid history they made things a little better for a lot of their kind would enrage the powers that be who didn't want any of their own kind getting any of their own ideas. And when she looks at her daughters getting ready for school, eating their alien mush and washing their alien antenna, and then at her sons, who she's been secretly teaching to read down in the basement by the light of a candle before they must leave for the mines, she wonders if it might be worth it, and what it would take to bring about such a revolution now, and if she's willing to make that kind of sacrifice of her career, her life, her family, whom she loves, bug eyes and all, to bring about once again such a world as the sapiens had created in their short, nasty, brutal existence. And as she hands her children their lunches and locks up their flat, she wonders if those sapien revolutionaries had been able to see into their future how much infighting and apathy and absurdity would follow and how it would all come to an unceremonious end if they would still do what they had done. And if, sleepless in their beds, on the eve of their revolution, not knowing the future, neither its victories nor its defeats, they had the same doubts and fears she now has. And if they wondered, as she now does, sitting down at her terminal to enter her true findings, whether the sacrifices she is about to make will matter to anyone at all.